There's pain in a day, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day. It is the right time for the Father above. He is listening with love, and he wants to answer us, so let us pray. Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock, and you're listening to 94.3 The Rock, your home for today's Christian music. And now it's time for the Hour of Power, a locally produced service of KXOO and numerous churches and ministries throughout the area. If you have a specific prayer request or you'd like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, call us right now at 225-5966. It's your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors throughout Western Oklahoma. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning to you. It's time for the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. My name is Misty Music, along with Neva Pyatt. Good morning, Neva.
Good morning.
Well, I have nothing to say this morning. Anything interesting to share with the crowd?
Yesterday was our anniversary, you know.
Yes, I know.
And we ate at a nice Italian place in Clinton yesterday.
Good.
And that was fun.
Was that
different
a Domino's?
For Western Oklahoma, yes. We ate lunch there.
Madison loves that place.
Yeah, we had never eaten there, but I called Kim and said, okay, we're in Clinton. Where should we eat in Clinton? So she suggested that, and I said, that's a great idea. That or Montana Mike's. But Montana Mike's is kind of like Simon's Catch. That's sort of like what we can get here.
Yeah.
So we went there.
Something different.
And then Joe went east, and I went home last night, and he got home about midnight from his run east. And so that was our anniversary.
Well, that sounds
it
good.
It was a great day.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. And, you know, I had somebody in Ace Hardware yesterday evening. Say, now, how many years have you been married? Because he'd heard the program yesterday morning when you'd said that.
Uh-huh.
So that was neat. Yeah, Wayne Wilson had hit me up about that. Now, how many years?
Did he give you a present?
No, but at least he recognized, he acknowledged the fact he listened to the program.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the best gift we can get.
That's right.
That's right. This is the Hour of Power. Call us this morning. Brenda's answering the phones. 580-225-5966 is the number. You can also send her an email, hourofpower@cable1.net, or send it by mail, P.O. Box 945, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648. And this morning, once again in the studio, we have with us Laura and Eddie Beckford. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited to hear you this morning. And how has everything been going? How did your services go?
Oh, fine, I think. We've been really, really busy and talking to a lot of different people.
Good, good. Well, we're glad that we got to snag you back in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eddie or Laura, will one of you pray for us this morning to get things started?
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing us here again. We ask that everything that would be done and said here this morning would be done to your glory. In the name of Yeshua, it's all about Him. Amen.
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 This is the Hour of Power. We'll be talking with Eddie and Laura, who are missionaries to Arad, Israel. And if you didn't hear our program on Wednesday, this is a must. You need to download it to your computer. If you'll go to KXOOFM.com, click on the download section, you'll find Wednesday there. Download the program. And also, you can visit their website at KingsmenArad.com. And you spell Arad, A-R-A-D. So, check them out. Call me with your questions. We're going to be talking this morning about some things going on over there in our motherland of Israel. And we'd love to hear from you. So give us a call, 225-5966. Right now it's time for My Money Life with Chuck Bentley. It's sponsored by the Elk City Community Church. We'll be right back. We're used to people playing favorites. Teachers have pets. Bosses have fast-track employees. And just about everyone has a best friend. And remember those days when kids would choose their teams for playing games? The good players were chosen first. Are you feeling rejected, put down, or alone today? Know that God loves, affirms, and stands by you. And regardless of your height, weight, beauty, strength, gender, talent, ability, or nationality, He has chosen you and accepted you. This message brought to you by the Elk City Community Church on the corner of 5th and Randall in Elk City, a church for the family.
Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
With over 500,000 Americans losing their jobs each month, you may be among the one-third of all workers who say they are nervously employed. That's those who are concerned about being laid off and maybe you're looking for any peace of mind anywhere you can find it. Well, you may be tempted to sign up for a credit card protection plan, and credit issuers are really pushing this type of unemployment insurance because more and more people are finding themselves out of work. But here are three reasons to just say no to credit protection plans, and this is according to research by SmartMoney.com. First, the plans aren't cheap, and they could drive you further into debt. It could cost as much as 99 cents per month per $100 of debt protection. Now, that's almost $50 a month on a $5,000 balance, and that's sure not going to help you pay off the balance. And second, standard term life and disability insurance plans are cheaper. They're better options that give you or your loved ones more flexibility in case you unexpectedly die or become disabled. And finally, there are way too many loopholes in these plans. If you read the fine print, you'll see what I mean. And even if you qualify, they only make the minimum payments while you still rack up interest charges. So if you can't pay for some reason, you're better off negotiating a hardship plan with your credit card company. Now, I understand the need for peace of mind in this tough economy, but credit card protection plans are not the way to go. It's far better to use all available income to pay off the credit cards, not to buy insurance to pay them off for you.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. 580-225-5966 is the number. We're talking with Eddie and Laura this morning, missionaries to Arad, Israel, and we want to know your questions. If you have a question, you can call us at 225-KXOO, and you don't have to be on the air. If you want to just leave your question with Brenda, that's perfectly fine, but we would love to hear from you. So if you have a question for Eddie and Laura, just give us a call, 225-5966. And we have so much to talk about, Eddie and Laura. But first off, thank you so much for coming back in for us.
Definitely.
We were blessed to have you Wednesday, and we're blessed to have you today. And let's go ahead and start. First off, I want to ask you, for people who don't know what's going on, probably the first place to start, other than listening to this program, would be to go to your website.
Yes, yes.
Which is kingsmenarad.com.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about, if you, for people to get started, what would be the first thing you would want them to look at on your website?
Maybe the section under prayer requests. Then there's some videos. And then there's a section about the Pharisees. The Pharisees, you know, when I first thought about the Pharisees, I'm thinking 2,000 years ago. You read about them in the Bible. But see, that generation died off, and those spirits went into the next generation, and the next generation, the next generation. We have guys there that call themselves the Pharisees. This is a ultra-Orthodox group. And they behave identical. You can see and in the videos and read about their behavior. And that section under the Pharisees, you'll find out that they started the Sanhedrin again. Mm. And see, over here in the West, you don't hear about that.
No.
That's not newsworthy or whatever. I don't know why. I think it is. And they want to, their agenda is to replace the Supreme Court over there with the Sanhedrin.
Mm.
And there's, you know, these guys, these Pharisees are saying, we will crucify you like we did Jesus 2,000 years ago.
They're saying this to the Christians.
Yeah, yeah, and I've got them saying stuff like that on video.
You can see.
So you hear and see, you know, hear with your own ears and see with your own eyes.
Mm-hmm. I think there's, do you think that there may be an agenda to cover up some of these things that are happening in the media?
Yes, I'm sure. You know, for instance, there's people in the United States can subscribe to the Jerusalem Post. But the Jerusalem Post that you get here is kind of a whitewashed version of the Jerusalem Post we get every day in Israel.
So they don't want to know the extent of the things going on. And
right.
Something that struck me before we started, Eddie and Laura, you were saying about how whenever you first started with your website and telling people of the persecution going on to the Christians by the Orthodox Jews, you had a lot of people coming against you saying that you were anti-Semitic.
Yes, it seems like if you say anything negative about the Jewish people, whether it's right or wrong, you're branded as an anti-Semite.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians will even turn against you until they, I guess, realize better.
Right.
You know,
right.
Until they see these videos, until they read these articles. And it's like a deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
People want to go to Israel. They take a lot of tour groups over there. You have fun. But you're completely separated from the true society. You need to go a little deeper, because I think the greatest form of anti-Semitism is practiced today by some Christians who do not want to offend the Jewish people, so they withhold the gospel. And Jesus said, "I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He didn't even witness the Gentiles until, there were just certain little instances where he went outside the box. But he came for Israel. And Israel was supposed to be the priest to take it to the nation. All the nations. Of course, they broke God's covenant. So only a remnant of them came. About one-third of the Jewish people in the first century believed in Yeshua. People don't think that it was that much, but it was. One-third of the people believed.
Are those statistics about the same now, or is there a little bit higher percentage of Jewish people who believe?
No, I think we're back to the remnant from Elijah's day. You know, God says, "I have reserved 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal." A remnant. It's a small remnant.
Mm-hmm. Is this going on in every part of Israel, or are you just seeing this persecution in Arad?
It's in every part of Israel.
Every part of Israel.
And there's a section under the Pharisees and how they're persecuting Christians. And as you read those newspaper articles, you'll see and read, well, you'll read about a Baptist church that was burned in Jerusalem, Bibles burnt in another town, and it just goes on and on. You'll see the persecution. You'll read about it, right?
You know, the pastor in Beit She'an had his car firebombed several times. In Tiberias, a house, they threw a firebomb into the house. So it's a constant pressure and oppression against the believers, whether they're Jewish, Messianic Jews, or Gentile believers.
A lot of people thought the persecution was only with us, huh? Because we were the only ones speaking out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else was afraid of spreading anti-Semitism, I guess.
So they didn't preach.
They didn't, and abuse went on. And there's an article that the priests and the nuns in Jerusalem finally spoke up and said, "We've been being spit on for years. This has been going on for years,
but
you're now
violent.
You're just hearing about it for the first time."
Wow. So, do you see the support rising for you guys? Is it a
not quite yet? But what I do see is more people talking up. Oh, okay.
Yes.
As far as
I think
I was thinking of support from the police department or something, but we don't get that there.
No, the government of Israel is quiet and. Agreeing with the persecution, so there's no hope for no hope in that department. But I think more and more people are realizing that if you are quiet about criminal behavior, it just enables bad behavior.
Oh, absolutely. That's what they want you to do. They want you to be silent about it.
Yes.
So they can continue the persecution.
Yes.
And then when you speak up, you're stepping on a lot of toes. You know, they have these vending machines all over. You may not find them in Jerusalem because on a tour path or something, or the what's that path where Jesus walked?
Via Dolorosa.
You won't find them there, you see. But you go to these other little side streets or in Jerusalem or any other town, and you will see these vending machines with pornography 24/7. You can access it, and that's still standing. That's there, and the rabbis don't seem to have a problem with that. And I just wonder, how come? You know, are they? Is it?
Well, pornography
they involved
is not,
in this? Are they getting
pornography is not viewed in the same bad light as it is here in the States. I have one elementary school teacher who told me it was perfectly fine for the children to watch pornography. And I said, well, you're part of the problem.
Wow. I can't even imagine that viewpoint. Okay, we're very, in the United States, we are growing more and more lenient morally as the days go by and the years go by. But for someone to say that that's okay, just to come right out and say that's a little shocking.
Well,
and it's happening though where you're at.
Yes, all over Israel.
Wow.
A few tourists know that Tel Aviv is billed as the gay capital of the world. Did you know that?
I did not. No.
Yeah, we have gay parades and they're pretty terrible.
Mm.
Very open and not good.
I want to get to something real quick that Neva, you had been saying before the program, looking at the website, which again is kingsmenarad.com, kingsmenarad.com. Please go check it out. You were saying that one of the areas of this website that touched you the most was about the children. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit?
Well, it's under youth, and there's several videos there. One of the ones that's most heartbreaking to me, I mean, they were all heart-rending, and I didn't get to watch all of them, but one was about the, let's see, what is his name, David, the pedophile, and the molestation that goes on with the pornography and the molestation that goes on with children. And then, actually, Eddie had mentioned, I believe... You had mentioned, no, I don't think you had. I have this in the video. I forget what you said, and then I went and looked at the video after that. But the fact that they changed the one station, Daystar, to show like extreme sports, which is Channel 61, and then Channel 62 is some sort of pornographic something, and then 63 is the Playboy Bunnies, and then 64 is another something like that. So, on either side of a channel that should be good for the children to go watch, they have these terrible channels. So they can easily suck children into watching that kind of stuff. And so it's just heartbreaking to think of the corruption that's going on over there. And like Eddie pointed out the other day, you can go on a tour over there and they're very careful to keep you in their trail, their tour trail, so that you just think it's just wonderful and, oh, I've been there and I've seen the promised land, I've seen the everything, you know, when that is so much of a facade.
Facade, I think that's the right word for it, isn't
it? Facade, yes.
Gee, I'm glad I used that word right. I'm not really bright. Thank you, Lord, for giving me that word.
Well, you know, it's against the law to witness to children under 18. So,
but you can show them pornography.
Yes.
Isn't that the way? I mean, we are so whacked with our thinking in that we can do this, but we can't do that when it is so pathetic.
Well, I'd like to give you one little example of how God gets around that. One of our believers was passing out Bibles downtown, and the Orthodox came, and they beat him up, and they knocked all his teeth out except for two teeth. And, of course, his Bible scattered all over the place. A young man, age 15, came walking by, picked up one of those Bibles, took it home, and read it, and got saved.
Wow, praise God.
Yes.
Well, and our God's bigger than any rules or restrictions, isn't he?
Yes, and the nice ending to that story is that some German people came through. Germans are very active in evangelizing. So they came through and saw what happened, and they paid Sasha's way to Germany and paid to have new teeth implanted.
Praise God.
So he's got a nice smile again, and
Amen.
He's happy.
Amen. Okay, I want to clear something up for the people who didn't listen on Wednesday, who may be listening and thinking, they're talking bad about Orthodox Jews. When we're talking about Orthodox Jews, we're not talking about men of the Bible who sit there and study the Bible all day. We're talking about men who mix the Old Testament with Jewish mysticism, with the Kabbalah,
yes.
What you said.
Yes. And Talmud.
And Talmud.
Yes.
So if you're thinking we're talking about men of the Bible who have dedicated themselves to the work of God, we're incorrect. Is
right.
that right?
That's right.
Will
that's
you tell
right.
us a little bit about what they do and what they believe?
Most of the ultra-Orthodox Jews, I'm talking about the extremists, this is a minority in Israel, but these are the people who are running the country. You need to understand that's where the power is in Israel.
And they're the teachers in the yeshiva.
Yeah, they're the teachers in the yeshiva. They're the ones who are running the Orthodox orphanages and making more people like them. It's a terrible thing what's going on when you have a country that has no Christian believers in the government, in any of the positions, you know, in power. So you have these men who are running things, and it's just going downhill fast. And I really don't think that left to its own devices, Israel could survive another generation. I don't think they could. I believe that the war is coming. It's going to change a lot of things. And Messiah is coming back.
Amen.
And setting up his kingdom. And then things will look up. But until the Messiah returns, there's not going to be any peace over there. Not when the ultra-Orthodox Jews are in power and trying to erase the Christian imprint on the land and trying to get rid of the Arabs. When people call themselves Christian Zionists, they need to be careful, because the Christian Zionists are identifying with the Orthodox Jews who are living in what was ancient Judea and Samaria. But this whole issue is just so complex. I don't know if I could put it in a few words.
Yeah, we don't have enough time in a 30-minute time
right.
period to explain.
Yeah, that's
it
why
all.
I keep referring people to that website, because
it's read
detailed
the
there, and
yeah.
you can
read
you know,
the newspaper articles there.
Right.
Yeah.
We have one rabbi who is calling for the killing of every Palestinian child over the age of 13.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you cannot have peace if you're going to be, you know.
So when you talk about war is coming, do you mean between the Christians and Orthodox, or do you mean between?
I mean from outside the land and from inside the land. There's just so much hatred, one group against another. Against another, against another. The hatred's not coming from the Messianic Jews or the, you know, the Christians in the land. It's coming from the Palestinians who are not believers, and from the Orthodox Jews who, you know, it's just ethnic group against ethnic group. And Jesus said it would be one of the labor pains, you know, when you hear rumors of wars,
right,
so forth.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. Do you have a question or a comment for Eddie and Laura? Call us this morning, 580-225-5966. Neva, looks like we have a few things to take care of here.
We have questions. I have one praise.
Okay.
We have a praise. It says Kristen West's baby was born at 6:45 this morning. 6 pounds, 12 ounces, 19 inches long. His name is Parker James. And mommy and baby are doing great. I'm not sure about daddy and grandma, but they're surely doing okay.
Surely. I'm at grandma's on cloud nine.
Oh. Also, we want to thank Culver Electric. They do residential and commercial jobs, and you can call Brandon and Jill at 799-3898. They have offices in Elk City and Weatherford. They serve all of western Oklahoma, so give them a call for the next electrical job that you need. Now, here's some questions. How close do you believe the Lord is to coming? That's one. And do I just want to give these one at a time? I've got three things here.
Let's do one at a time.
Okay. So how close do you believe the Lord is to coming?
Well, look, on the website again, okay, which they can go to, and if you don't have a computer, we've been to the library here, and
And it's free at the library. Yes,
yes.
It's a beautiful library, and it's
so
free.
So you can have access. You can get to that website. But under the prophecy section, I have a lot of interesting things. things listed in videos, and that would definitely answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
but it does seem close.
Close, yes,
yeah.
Close. Everybody's looking for him, and even the Muslims are looking for Jesus to return.
Well, so really? Much has happened that was prophesied to happen, and so much is going on that it talks about is going to be going on. So, but it says in the Bible, no man will know the day in which, in which I will come. So we can't pinpoint it on July 4th, 2010 or whatever.
No, but war is coming right now. It might be the even the rabbis in Israel are calling it the this next war is going to lead into the Gog-Magog war. So even they are unsaved rabbis are looking at it like this is the the big war.
Now to the prophecy section. Excuse me. Current events that are leading up to things. You know, like Israel is issuing out gas masks now. And so these are the little things that you may not know about, but that's going on, and you can find out right there, newspaper articles.
It was a two-year program, and they upped it to 2 weeks. So.
Wow. Okay, this caller says, one preacher said the book of Revelations is primarily for the Jews. What do you think?
Well, it quotes over 500 times from the Old Testament. It actually, the book of Revelation actually takes all those prophecies from the prophets in the Old Testament and puts them in order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it is for...
Most of it is for the Jews. First three chapters are for the church. And
unfortunately, most Jews do not read the New Testament. So they're not really familiar with what the book of Revelation has to say. And so under the prophecy section, I have some titles there that might spark their interest to click on a particular chapter in Revelations, and then they can read that one sentence. And it's enough to get you, curious enough to go ahead and maybe read the whole book and different things. It's just... I think the whole website is full with little landmines that kick up, and they have to, if they're going to be reading that, they have to be careful their eyes will be open.
Under the section of Messianic teachings, which is further down the homepage, you can click on there, and there are some prophetic teachings there.
And that, again, is kingsmenarad.com. I want to keep giving this website. Arad is A-R-A-D. Also, you can get to there from our website. I've linked it to our resources section. So if you want to go to KXOOFM.com and go down to the resources section, you will find the website there. You can just click it, and it'll take you right to the homepage.
That'll make it much simpler for people trying to remember that. Okay, this is a first-time listener. Yay for first-time listeners.
Amen.
And this person says, our current leaders, Obama, obviously do not favor or support Israel in any way. Why did over 50% of the Jewish population support Obama? And why are they so liberal? It seems like they're their own worst enemy.
Israel has always been its own worst enemy. It's always shooting itself in the foot. Yeah, there's nothing new. Obama is the man for the end days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's using him, and eventually the whole world will turn against Israel. It looks like it has over this last flotilla incident. So praise the Lord. Israel's going to have to look up for their help instead of to another nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were saying this the other day on the Hour of Power that sometimes we want things to be easy. But God has something to tell us and to teach us through the things that we go through. Yes, we may have to go through hard times. Because we have to suffer doesn't mean that He doesn't love us. It just means that we have something we need to learn.
Yes.
And I believe, don't you believe that Israel is like the lost child?
Yes, and she's coming home soon.
Amen.
Yep,
amen.
She's coming home soon.
Okay, before we go to break, I can't believe it's already been 30 minutes. Crazy. Before we go to break, you know, we see a lot of commercials on TV for the Israeli tourism department. Come to Israel, come to Israel, come see. Do you suggest Christians go to Israel, or do you think it's too dangerous?
Oh, no, it's not dangerous at all, especially for tourists. It's not dangerous. Come to Israel. And in fact, get in touch with us, and we'll put you in touch with some tours that will see the actual Israel. There's a number of ministries who are taking tours around to different congregations in the land. Go and see the living stones rather than the dead stones.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
We do have several prayer requests from North Fork Correctional Facility. This first one is from David Loria, and he just asks us to pray that the Lord will bless him with zeal for studying and sharing God's Word. So we want to pray for that. And then Michael Pena said, please pray for my cousin Mike to find a good job and to come to our mighty Lord and Savior, and to lead his beautiful wife and children to Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus lives. Amen. He is awesome. Michael Pena always writes his prayer requests in the form of a praise, and I love that. And I hope, Michael, I hope you're getting to listen this morning. And then we have a prayer request from Giovanni Hernandez. He says, pray for me so that I can change in a better way. Pray for my son Andrew, that he will still remember me by the time I get out. Pray for me to get my time back. It is for the best. Thank you. So here's three prayer requests for you to pray for, Laura, please.
All right. Well, Lord, our Father, our God, we just thank you for our ability to come to you. Thank you that your arms are open to us. And we thank you for every gift that you have given us. You know, when we get born again, you have put inside us the ability to have zeal for you. It's already there. David, please listen. It's already there. You just have to make a choice to use it. So I just pray that today you will be willing to make a choice to use the zeal that God has put in you. And as far as Michael goes, this is my cousin Mike, to find a good job. God says we should work with our hands. So that's his will. We pray that God's will be done in Mike's life. And that he would be a light, the light to lead his wife and child to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you also for the Holy Spirit, Father. We ask that you work in the lives of these people. And Giovanni says, pray for me that I can change in a better way. Again, God has given you that ability. You have the Holy Spirit. Get in the Word. Please get in the Word. Father, we just ask that you apply the Word to his life and help him to make those right choices. Whether it feels good, whether it feels bad, make the right choices and follow you, Father. We just thank you that he is your child. Ask that he just work in that whole situation with his child. Thank you so much. In Yeshua's name,
Jesus. Amen.
I was just thinking about these guys that are incarcerated, you know, and I'm thinking, God bless America, you know, that they're able to make a phone call, that they were able to listen to the radio station, that they're able to have a Bible. And you don't have those privileges in other countries, even as missionaries, and you get incarcerated.
It is wonderful. We have such a great community around here. They have services there, Eddie, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the night that we got to go over, one of the men who's bilingual translated the whole service. And we were there from, I think we started the service at 6:30 and we went until 8:45 that night. Hmm. And there was 117 men. Of the 1,200 men in the prison, and it's all men from California, and so that night was totally bilingual, and I imagine Tuesday and Wednesday is also, and then Thursday night is just for Spanish, so they don't have to have a translator. They have a Spanish pastor that comes in.
God bless America.
Our listeners were so gracious to send us money or buy books, and we sent 60 books in the 1 Month to Live series, which was a great series, and we've gotten about 30-some letters back from them on how it changed their life. And then we've sent Bibles a couple of times, and then we just had a request for, 17 more Bibles, I believe,
so.
And they should be here today or Monday for the new inductees that came to service last week but didn't have a Bible, or 2 weeks ago and didn't have a Bible. So we are so blessed out here with people. I mean, before we got off, before we got off air, this first day that we asked for money, someone was in here with $60 towards the Bibles. Isn't that incredible?
Yes,
that we live in a place like that.
See, that's where to plant your seeds in something, in the Word of God.
That's
you know,
right.
Even when it comes to Israel, blessing the Jews over there, Israel's not a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really love them, you would invest in the gospel reaching them.
And that's something that's impressed these prisoners more than anything, is people out here, Christian people, are really being the hands and feet of the Lord and are sowing into their lives, men they don't know, sowing into their lives so that they can really come to know the Lord and have a personal relationship with Him. And that's touched their life more than anything.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be talking with Gabriella Gilpin here in just a moment. Call us, 580-225-5966. Tell us what's on your heart this morning. If you have any questions or comments, you are certainly welcome to call. You can also check out the King's Men Arad website at kingsmenarad.com, or go to our website, which is kxoofm.com, and under the resources you will find their website.
I'll go where you send me. I'll go where you send me. Be your hand. I'll go where you send me.
That's Audio Adrenaline with Hands and Feet on 94.3 FM. It's 20 minutes till 10 o'clock. Call us this morning. We'd love to hear from you, 580-225-5966. I know that that phone line has been very busy. Please keep trying. We want to hear what you have to say, 225-KXOO. And our next guest for the next half of the hour is Gabriella?
Mm-hmm.
Gilpin. And Gabriella, you're going to be at the Victorious Life Center this evening at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
But you have something on your heart that God has put in there to share with others, too. Will you go ahead and start and tell us what's on your heart this morning?
Okay, what's on my heart is I believe that I always go to places where the Lord sends me. And He usually gives me a word to speak forth into the atmosphere and to share with people. And He was really telling me about awakening, that we need to be awakened. And Isaiah 60 talks about that we have to arise and shine for our light to come, because the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. But to arise, we really have to be awakened. And sometimes we have to come alive to the things that the Lord is doing in this hour right now, in this Elk City, because God has an appointment for the city. God has people stationed right here that He has placed for this hour, for this time, because He said in Acts 19 that He's the one who puts people in places at certain times. So you are called for times such as this, and God has a calling, and God has given you a voice, Elk City. Hallelujah. Every person here in Elk City and the surrounding area that hears right now my voice is called and is appointed and anointed to go forth. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and He's stirring you up, and I pray that the gifts are stirred up in you this morning, that you awaken and that you come alive to the things of the Lord, that you come alive to the things that are going on in your family. And He gave me in Revelation 3, because I woke up one morning and I said, God, all night I was asleep, but my heart was awakened, just like in Song of Solomon 5, when she said, my heart was awakened, even so I was sleeping. And the Lord was ministering to me, and He said, you got to get out of this slumber. You got to wake up. And He gave me Revelation 3. And Jesus sent a letter to the church in Sardis, and He's saying, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. And I was really meditating on that scripture. I said, Lord, what is it in me that has to come alive? What is it in me that I have to be watchful? And, you know, the Sardis, that city was high on top of a mountainous, in a mountainous region. It was like a fortress, and it was a wealthy city. And in that city, they kind of fell asleep, and they thought the enemy was never coming, because they were like up there, you know, we're fine, there's nothing going to happen. You know, maybe in the Middle East something is happening, but here in Elk City, in Oklahoma, we're fine. You know, down there in the Gulf, yes, the oil is coming, but we're fine. You know, it's that mindset. And they were not watchful in the city of Sardis, and the enemy came twice in a night season when they were not watching. They didn't have a watchman on the wall. And that is like Jesus told them, I will come like a thief in the night, because He knew they could relate to that. And so I think He's speaking to me. You know, I'm just going to He's speaking to me to watch out, to be watchful and to be awakened and not to fall asleep. And it's even like the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And are we the wise virgin that stay in intimacy with the Lord and being filled up with the Holy Spirit continuously?
Yeah. Amen. Well, we see all these signs going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's that we refuse to acknowledge what's going on, or we just like being where we're at and just kind of, well, that's way off over there. We don't have to pay attention to that. That's not affecting me any.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit of both that we do that.
Yes.
Because if you don't really know what's going to happen in the last days, then sometimes you feel like that's just too scary to confront. So if I stay in my little bubble here,
right,
then I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But all the while we're sitting there not thinking about what's coming, things are happening around us.
Yeah, like sitting ducks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It's like I'm in my little fortress and everything is fine, or it seems to be fine, and I'm okay. You know, why should I be watchful? And God is just bringing an awakening that we do, that we know we need to be watchful. And he was showing me a picture the other day, and I saw myself like in a foxhole in World War One. And he said, you know who is in the foxhole with you? And I was kind of studying up on that kind of warfare, because you had to really know who was with you and who had my back. And, you know, you had to sleep once in a while, and the other one had to watch, and vice versa. And then all the trenches, you know, sometimes they had a much larger foxhole, and there was a lot of people in that foxhole. And in between, you know, they had two foxholes. There was the enemy across from them in their foxhole, and there was a line between them that was the no man's land. And that's where sometimes they threw the corpses, you know, the dead bodies, and you had the stench within your foxhole. So I'm saying, Lord, how does that all come together? But it's really, I think we have to awaken that we are in a fight, that the enemy does not fight fair, and we have to be watchful over our families, over our neighborhoods, and start with your family and your neighborhood. You know, we've been walking, we've been adopting streets, our street. And I'm going to pray for my street every day. And I'm going to be protective, and I'm going to be watchful over my street. Just start with your street. Just start with your neighbor. You know, start somewhere. And let the Lord show you. And he'll show you what's going on, and be awakened.
Well, and I think we have this false idea that it's going to be scary. Yes, if you're not under the blood of Jesus, yes, those things can be very scary. But being in a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ and being his child,
yes,
we don't have to be scared of anything that's coming.
Yes.
The only thing we have to be scared of is our own ignorance.
Yes. It's so true. You know, we are on the winning team. You know, we have read to the end of the Bible. We have the victory. And that's what else he said about Sardis. I'm glad you mentioned that. He said, hold fast. Remember. You know, and sometimes we have to return to our first love and hold fast to what he's given us, because he said, I gave you a victor's crown. So hold fast to what you have. And I know people are here so rich in the gospel. They're so rich in the word of the Lord. And I'm just saying, hold fast to what he's given you, and don't let your crown. That's the crown that you're going to throw at the throne and at the feet of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, along with that legacy of that richness of the gospel, we have the tendency to take it for granted.
Yeah.
And we have a tendency to let other things become priority in our life, because we feel like, well, we can fall back on this and it's always going to be there. We cannot take it for granted anymore.
Yeah.
We have to put that in the frontmost part of our thinking, and quit putting other things in priority. The devil's got so many things that he puts in our path,
mm-hmm,
to trip us up.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
we fall for it.
Yes. There's been a lot of discouragement that has come upon the body of Christ, and disillusionment. We have really prayed against that lately. And again, it's like coming alive in him, because he is the hope of glory. Jesus Christ in us is that hope of glory. And we have that. He could do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or hope for, according to the power that works within us, Ephesians 3:20. And that is that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. And to know that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we can ask for that heavenly, you know. We pray, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So I want to pull this heavenly realm to this earthly realm, into my sphere of influence, and know that he can move and rule and reign and be that king of glory. Amen.
Amen.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. We want to hear from you. Call us this morning, 580-225-5966. Tell us what's on your heart this morning. Or if you're in need of prayer, this is the day to call. Call us, 225-KXOO. Do you have anything for us? We're going to take a look at the weather forecast then. It's sponsored by Grant's Auction and Realty. We'll be right back to talk more with Gabriella after this.
Grant's Auction and Realty in Elk City is your complete liquidation professional. They are the only auction company in western Oklahoma that lots and catalogs every item in every auction. With that kind of organization, Grant's Auction always gets you top dollar. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. The only thing you have to lose by not calling Grant's Auction is money. Check for upcoming auctions in the Penny News or log on to their webpage at www.grantsauction.com. Grant's Auction and Realty, making you more without costing you more. Find them in the Feist area wide.
A very warm weekend gets off to a very warm start. Good Friday morning, everybody. Here's your forecast. Sky should be partly cloudy today, high near 96, south wind strong, 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies expected, low of 72, south winds 15 to 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 97 for the high, south winds 15 to 25. Looking ahead to Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, slight chance of thunder, low of 73. Sunday, partly cloudy, 96. That's your finally Friday morning forecast here on The Rock.
Classic Marble has been customizing kitchens and baths for over 12 years. Our family-owned business has been built on combining the highest quality products with great customer service. You will find the perfect look that fits your budget. From cultured marble, laminate, solid surface, engineered stone, and granite, we have it all, including tile, tub, shower doors, and a full line of accessories. Visit our showroom today. That's Classic Marble Design off of I-40 and Exit 62 in Clinton.
He has a way about things that just reaches down into our hearts and gives us a comfort and a peace of mind. I want you to know today that the Lord, He's eager to reach out to you. Yes, we'll have trials and tribulations. We can help you to find that road that you need to walk on. Let the broad way go and take the narrow one. Go to a church and find your way into the glories of heaven.
Find your way at the Pentecostal Holiness Church of Cheyenne.
What if His people prayed? And those who bear His name would only seek His faith, yeah.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM, and it's probably getting ready to become the hour and a half of power.
It's been good today. You know, we don't get many opportunities like this where we have really people that have been all around the world that are so sensitive to the needs of what we need to do. And I'm not going to steal Gabrielle's thunder, but she made a statement a while ago about, you know, what's causing our Lord to tarry is He's waiting for His bride to get ready.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But and she'll expound more on that. I do want to thank one of our sponsors, the Eagle Christian Books and Gift Store at Sayre, 320 North Highway 66. A great place to go and be lifted spiritually, to have a wonderful Lady Mary pray with you if you need prayer. They have a great selection of Christian books, several different translations of the Bible. They also have a lot of gift items over at Eagle Christian Books and Gift Store. And so you just need to go by there the next time you need something, whether it's a lift or whether it's a gift. Go by and see Mary at the Eagle Christian Books and Gift Store, 320 North Highway 66. Mary's there Monday through Friday from 10 until 5, and then Saturday from 10 until noon. We have a couple of prayer requests. This first one is for Kathy, and she has started gambling again. And so we just ask God to help her turn away from that type of life. And then this prayer request is from Brother Ortega at the North Fork Correctional Facility. And he asks a special prayer for his family and loved ones, hopefully that they are doing fine. And he asked us to pray for his dad. He's been sick. They had to amputate his feet, and hopefully he's doing okay. And also he wants us to pray for him, for Brother Ortega, to get his property. And I'm not sure exactly what that means. It says they lost it, so maybe in transit from California to here, some of his things became lost. So let's pray for Brother Ortega and the needs for his family and his dad and for him to get his belongings.
Okay. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that we have these people calling in, Lord, and yet that you already heard their prayer, Father, that you know when they're sitting down and standing up, Father, and you know every word before they even speak it. So, Lord, we just lift up the Ortega family, and we thank you, Father, that you are the one who gives them the comfort, Father, that the Holy Spirit comes alongside of them and comforts them and directs and leads and guides them, Father. And, Lord, I thank you that those things that are stolen by the enemy, because it says in John 10:10 that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ came to give us life and life abundantly. I speak that a life, that abundant life, into the situation right now. And I thank you, Father God, that you open up doors that no man can shut for this, and that you send the light of Jesus Christ into that darkness, into the lies of the enemy, and that you expose any kind of darkness so it can be revealed and dealt with according to your word, Father. Father, I pray that they will come in divine order, godly order in their life, Father, and that the healing of their body and the healing of their soul is happening right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for Kathy right now. I thank you, Lord God, that there is a prayer out for her, that there are people that are crying out for Kathy right now. And Lord, I come against it. Spirit of addiction and compulsion in the name of Jesus. And Father, I break it over her right now. And I thank you, Lord, that you're doing a quick work in her heart, even now, Father, by the Holy Spirit, and that she will return to you. I pray for a healthy and long life, and that she will accept you as her Lord and Savior, Father, once again, and return to you. Return to your first love, Kathy, in the name of Jesus.
This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. 580-225-5966 is the number. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Call us. Brenda's answering the phones. 225-KXOO. Right now we're talking with Gabriella Gilpin. And once again, you'll be at Victorious Life Center this evening.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
And all day tomorrow. For more information, can they call you, Karen?
Sure.
225-0009. What's your cell phone number?
821-2410.
Call for more information. And we're talking about this awakening that needs to take place and that I believe is happening. Gabriella, do you have some other words for us this morning to keep going? I was going to say closing thoughts, but
yes,
we can go as long as we need.
All right.
Whatever God's put on your heart.
Yes, that's awesome. I just love how the Lord does that. He opens up doors, and when I first came here, this was not open. This time on the radio, and suddenly, you know,
yes,
He has, and that's what I want to encourage people in this area, that when you go with the Holy Spirit, you know, He's just asking us in Galatians 5 that we don't just walk in the flesh, but that we walk in the Spirit of the Lord. And I know we have to learn that, you know, because I always want to default into the flesh, what I'm used to. And, you know, this is how we've always done it. But, you know, I encourage you to flow with the Holy Spirit, to have a prayer life, but not an agenda, but just let the Lord come upon you and just come with the oil of His presence and the oil of His hunger, and let there be hunger within you again. Let you know that spirit of hunger to come upon you, just like Song of Solomon. He says, "Come away, my beloved." And then eventually he says, "Who is this coming out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved?" Well, in your wilderness time, and I know there's many Christians, you are on hold right now, and you're wondering, "What is happening, Lord? I know you gave me a vision. I know you gave me a dream, but you're on hold right now. It seems like nothing is moving forward, and you're in a wilderness, but it's in that wilderness time where you really get to know Jesus. You get to know the Holy Spirit. You get to know your Heavenly Father. And as you allow Him to come and saturate you with His presence, just like the 10 virgins, you know, when it comes down to, they fell asleep. They were waiting, but that was okay. And the time came and they had to wake up. The 5 wise virgins had enough oil in their lamps. And I believe it is right now we're storing up that oil. That is the oil of the Holy Spirit. That is the intimacy with Jesus, getting to know the Lord. When hard times come and you are like in a storm, and then you're in the middle of that storm, in the eye of the storm where there's complete peace, and that's where you could be in. Within, he said, you know, enter my rest. In Hebrews 4, labor to enter into my rest. So being those wise virgins, you're going to have enough oil. And there's going to be the other five foolish. They're going to come and say, hey, listen, we want some of your oil. But you know those wise virgins knew they couldn't just transfer that oil. Because that oil, the way you acquire that oil is by spending time with the Lord. And you can't just transfer that. I mean, we can impart, you know, spiritual gifts like Paul did in Romans. He said, you know, I come to impart. We can do all that, but that intimacy with the Lord, one-on-one, you can only do with him. And that cannot be transferred. So I encourage you to just really get to know him again. Your first love. Remember when you first were born again and you're like, oh, I can't wait to wake up and get into his presence and just feel him all night and, you know.
Well, and you know, that story too reminds me that sometimes the greatest gift that you can give to somebody is letting them know how much you value something and you desire something.
Yeah.
And they can go, I want that fire. I want that fire. But it doesn't come easy.
No.
Uh-huh. It doesn't come easy. You may have to go back into town and buy your oil.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't come easy. And the things that you hold dear are going to be the things that they can't take for granted anymore.
Yes, yes.
So just get that fire that everybody wants.
Yes, it is a fire. Mm-hmm. And you know, he said in Malachi that he's the refiner's fire and the fuller's soap. And he said, well, you know, before you could walk in my fire and release my fire, that we always wanted revival fire, and I'm all for revivals overseas. And we have seen much happening, you know, deliverance and healings and salvations on the street of Paris and in Thailand. Everywhere we go, the fire is released and God does amazing things. But we, you know, first I had to go through that furnace. I had to let the refiner's fire come inside of me and refine me as gold. And that's not a very pleasant process because I have to let go of all the junk. Amen?
Amen.
I got to let go of that stuff.
We don't want to let go sometimes,
no,
do we?
No, we don't.
We think that junk's valuable.
Right, right. And you know, that persecution comes, like my brother and sister here in Israel, they go through that persecution. But throughout that persecution, even Paul, he constantly went through persecution. And you would think, well, this was Paul. But he was shipwrecked, he was beaten, he was laid for dead, you know. He was just going from place to place, and he was abused, and he was persecuted. But in the midst of that, you know, that we want to know his power, his resurrection power, but it's also to know his glory, but it comes through persecution. It comes through going through that furnace. And let the refiner's fire and that fuller's soap. I remember my grandmother had that fuller's soap, and it wasn't pleasant at all. It wasn't. I don't know if you know about fuller's soap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But in the old times, they used that soap, and it had no aroma to it, but it was kind of rough,
gritty, wasn't it?
Gritty,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it, you know, you had to clean by hand those spots in your
laundry
clothing. And you're like, this is not pleasant. And this is what I was thinking about, you know, this unpleasant scrubbing all those spots away that, you know, and the bride makes herself ready without spot or wrinkles. So he has to get those spots out, those mm-hmm. fleshly spots.
Yeah. It may take a little grit.
Yes, a whole lot of grit.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I need to make a point. Misty was talking about how many people in this area know the word. They memorize the word from little on up. They really have the word in them. They're word machines. But until you literally go to a mission assignment or go into a foreign country or go into a dark place, then you really have to have that activation of knowing that you know your God. You know, there's a difference between memorizing the written word and the activation of the Holy Spirit and knowing that God has your back, that God is with you, that God will prevail, that God is in covenant with you. I mean, there is a huge, huge difference in the walk of faith and taking up your cross and following Christ into these dark nations. And the call for awakening is for us to go, this next generation, to carry the gospel to the dark nations of the world, the third nations of the world. And it's a huge invitation by Laura and Eddie for us to come in and see how they're ministering into the dark nations. Because Israel's a dark nation. I mean, you can't cut it any other way. It's a dark nation. And the Middle East, and there's a huge call to be sent into the Middle East, into these areas where Islam is encroaching at a rapid rate. But if you know your God, you will do exploits.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
But He's the living Word. He's the living Word. I just want to make that point.
Yes, and I think Laura said it most beautifully, the living stones,
yes.
Not the dead stones.
Yes. Right, yes.
Amen. All right. This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. If you have any questions or comments, you are certainly welcome to call 580-225-5966. We're going to just continue in the Spirit here and let Him lead us through this hour and a half or 2 hours even, whatever we want to do here. So call us this morning and let us talk with you or pray with you, 580-225-KXOO.
Hey there. Spreading the Word Ministry invites you to tune in every Sunday at 8:30 right here on 94.3 The Rock. Join in with Brother Buck Nicholson as he shares a heartfelt message from the Word of God. Also, find out what God is doing through Spreading the Word Ministry by logging on to our website, spreadingthewordministry.org. Thanks, and may God bless you real, real good.
Oh,
That was Shane Bernard with Hearts of Servants on 94.3 FM. It's 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. It's the hour and a half of power, and we want to hear from you. Call us 580-225-5966. My name is Misty Music, along with Neva Pyatt. We've got a passel of people in here with us this morning. Karen Johnson, Eddie and Laura Beckford, and also Gabriella Gilpin with us this morning. And Karen, there's a lot of great things going on at Victorious Life. Tell us about some of the things you guys have going on this weekend.
Well, Gabrielle's ministry is the Soaring Eagles, and God told me to bring in her as an eagle into the West Gate of Oklahoma. She's the seventh anointed minister we've had to break it open, to break open the presence of God to a greater measure, to awaken Western Oklahoma to a whole new place in the Lord for the harvest. And we've just had a wonderful time. And then God brought Eddie and Laura in. So they all have a vision for the Middle East. And but this weekend, last night was awesome. We met at Rebecca's at 3 o'clock, and over 20 people came through to be touched by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to be prayed for. People who were weary, strong Christians that I've known since I've lived here, came through one by one by one by one. And I just went, hey, come over and get prayed for. Come on over and get prayed for. And we were there for 3 hours.
Praise God.
So the Holy Spirit was really flowing at Rebecca's, and we felt like God wanted us to go out on the drag, and Gabrielle was trained under Rodney Howard Brown ministry and evangelism personify, and so she tonight we're thinking that she may teach a little bit on how to reach and outreach, and then go out onto the drag a little bit after our service, after some worship. So if you call in, please, if you are interested in learning how to really be an effective evangelist, evangelizing the harvest field this hour. She's I've been impressed. I watched her reach people in the park in Dublin, and within a matter of minutes, she was all these children were around her, and she was preaching the gospel. I think, Gabrielle, everyone got saved. Everyone accepted the Jesus Christ. I mean, we were where St. Patrick, you know, walked and stuff, and we were seeing the same thing happen for him was happening for us because of just being there.
Wow.
You know, being in a point in place and a point in time and following the will of the Lord to share the gospel.
Well, being obedient to his voice.
Yes, yes. So we're going to do that while she's here, and we're going to do tomorrow from 10 to 2 with a free lunch, ministering to women and men who come. Eddie said he might join us and sit in and hear Gabrielle. And then Saturday night, we're going to have a specific healing service. So bring your sick, bring mentally, physically, spiritually. If you need to be free, please come. We will have a very, we know God wants us to touch. He wants to touch people for healing.
And how can they get a hold of you again, Karen, if they're interested?
821-2410. Is my cell, and because we're going to be on the move today, we don't know where God's going to be leading us all day today, so we're just going to be flowing and going, and so we're just excited that God has put this together. I couldn't do this. God has put this together.
Right. Amen.
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 And he even cleared the path for the radio station, and we didn't even pray for that.
Yeah.
You know? And here we are enjoying Jesus on the radio. So
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you so much, Karen, for sharing with us. And again, if you want to call Karen for about anything going on this weekend, so many things, and you can call her at 821-2410 and find out about the ministries going on there this weekend. This is the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM, and again, we're talking with Eddie and Laura, missionaries to Arad, and we do have, Neva, do we have a couple of questions that have come in to finish up with
I've
them?
I've given those already to Laura, so she's going to address what those said.
Okay. Go ahead, Laura. Just take your time and say what's on your heart this morning.
All right. We have one prayer request to pray for Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. And also, this caller says that God has showed her that he's the prime minister for the end times. Is he bold enough and strong enough as a Christian to stand for God? Benjamin Netanyahu is not a Christian. He is the prime minister of Israel, and as such, we should pray for him. We should pray for all those in authority.
Right.
And, pray that he will listen to the voice of God. Netanyahu has been on many Christian programs. He has met with many Christians. He's a very nice person. He's a strong leader. I happen to like him personally very much. I voted for him. But he is not a Christian. You should understand that.
Is he? Does he practice Orthodox Judaism? Or
no, he's a secular Jew. You will see him wear a kippah. You know, some people call them yarmulkes. It's a Yiddish word, but little head covering at various religious events in Israel. But most of the time, he doesn't. He's totally secular. Yeah, he has not expressed his faith in anything other than the historical version of the Bible. He does quote Bible sometimes in his speeches and believes that God has given the land to the Jewish people. He's pretty reasonable, he's pretty logical, but you have to understand he's in a coalition government, and that means he has to keep all his partners happy. Some of those partners, a big part of those partners, are the Orthodox Jews who are persecuting Christians. So I find it interesting that his name means he is God's gift. And we'll see how that works out.
Well, thank you for clearing up that misconception for us. How do you feel about what the caller said about him being the prime minister for the end times?
I think that we are in the end times, and so it's pretty obvious.
Okay. Were you going to say something?
Yeah. When you said he quotes Bible,
yes,
you're talking Old Testament only.
Yes, Old Testament. Yes.
Yeah.
So no New Testament.
No.
Okay. Okay. We had another caller too that called in, and do you want to address anything that was said there?
Yes, they said everyone should visit Israel as it is life changing. I agree, it is life changing. Many tourists who go to Israel come back and then they wonder why they're depressed afterwards. They're touched by the Holy Spirit over there, and they have to, you know, they come down from the land. Israelis refer to going to Israel as going up to Israel, and when you leave Israel, you go down from Israel. So in the Hebrew, it's, you know, making aliyah, going up, where you are, yoradim, going down.
Wow.
It comes from the word Jordan. You know, that's where we get the word Jordan from. It means to go down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think that's amazing, because people that I've come back from Israel that I've talked to, they do say that. They just have this heaviness on them.
Yes.
And not sure what that's about.
It's a spiritual thing, and sometimes people are just so touched by it that they have to come back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody go to Israel.
Yeah.
And take your Bibles and your prayer shields.
If you can't afford to go, I mean, you know, the website, once again, that's it's a virtual tour through Israel. And I'm sure you're going to maybe have that down, you know, that down feeling afterwards. If you know, I have a little marquee at the top of the website that just says, pray before, during, and after. Because when you read this, it's really, it'll just work on you. You won't quite think the same, and probably not be the same after, you know, depends on how much you read and absorb there.
Amen.
And so it's like experiencing Israel. And like as we walk through the land, we have the technology of taking videos now, and we can share these things, and you could be right there. You know, there's so many things I've seen over there, and I wish I had a video at the time. Went to the same little brook where David gathered the stones against Goliath. So, and I wish I videoed all of that.
Okay, well, let me give the website again, kingsmenarad.com. You can also get there from our website, which is www.kxoofm.com. Go down to resources, and I've put Eddie and Laura Beckford, missionaries to Israel. You'll find the website right underneath there. Go and have your eyes opened. Go and listen to what God's telling his people about what's coming and what's going on right now. Okay, before we sign off, does anybody have anything else to say? I want to give everybody a chance. Anything?
Well, Laura and Eddie are here. They're passing through on to California.
And they're open to, they're looking for open doors to share their story. And I believe God's opened up a door in Arizona for them. And hopefully and prayerfully that they're on an incredible journey for Jesus. And so if anybody wants to have them and call them or go to their website, email them, that they are available to share.
Donate.
Oh, yeah, donate, sow into their ministry. It's good soil, mm-hmm. very good soil.
Amen. Amen.
And we appreciate it. We live by faith, so we never know where the next shekel's coming from.
Okay. All right. Amen. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Hour of Power on 94.3 FM. It's been just a marvelous couple of days here with you guys. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing. And we look forward to seeing the journey that God's going to take you guys on. So please, next time you're around, please come back and join us. You'll always have an open door here. We'll fit you in somewhere. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having us. We enjoyed it.
And again,
God bless you.
Thank you so much. And again, visit their website, kingsmenarad.com. Arad is A-R-A-D. Well, this is Misty and Neva signing off for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed any part of this program, you can download it from our website, kxoofm.com. Click on Downloads. Click on Friday. You also won't want to miss Wednesday's program, so you can download Wednesday also. Thank you so much, everyone. We love you. Stay tuned. We've got some praise music coming up. Also, the Marketplace is taking place at 11:02, and the Community Calendar. So you can hear that coming up next on 94.3 FM.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you'd like to send us, even after the show is over, email us at hourofpower@cable1.net. You're listening to 94.3 The Rock, KXOO Elk City.
Let us pray.